It's an indication of just how tight the federal election is that both major parties are travelling to Western Australia in the final week of the campaign to woo undecided voters. During the last campaign in 2016, neither of the major party leaders visited the West during the last fortnight. Instead, they used all the available time to crisscross marginal seats on the East Coast, not spend hours travelling in the air. The Prime Minister began this week with a whistle-stop trip to Perth, which is a key battleground. Political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Can you please give a warm Western Australian welcome to the Prime Minister of Australia, the birthday boy, Scott Morrison?
It was a whirlwind visit. Scott Morrison popped up in Perth yesterday afternoon and flew out again a few hours later. He used that time to issue a warning to voters.
Bill Shorten in Canberra, reaching over with his big tentacle of tax into Western Australia and ripping the opportunity away from Western Australians as they're getting back on their feet. And so on Saturday, vote Liberal. Vote Liberal here in Western Australia.
Commuters at Perth train station were pleased to hear the Prime Minister was in town, but many wished he'd stuck around a bit longer.
Short and sweet. A 3 or 4 hour flight, or an 8 hour flight, and then for 1 hour here.
What can you achieve? Why? What did you do? Have a cup of coffee somewhere?
A handful of marginal seats in WA are up for grabs. Labor has its eyes on the Liberal-held electorates of Swan, Hasluck, Pearce and Stirling. The government's hoping to take Cowan off Labor MP Anne Alley. But WA Labor spokeswoman Madeleine King says that's just a Liberal fantasy.
She's been working so hard for that community. I think that's a little form of campaign madness that's got hold of the Liberals if they think they're going to get Cowan. I don't think they've got a chance.
She says racist flyers have been circulating in Cowan. The pamphlets aren't authorised by any political party, but Ms King says they show the campaigns become nasty. She's optimistic about Labor's chances of picking up a few seats, singling out Swan. Labor's candidate there is Hannah Beazley. Her father, Kim Beazley, held the seat for 16 years.
I guess they must be worried then if they're spending, part of a couple of hours they spent in Perth, they chose to spend it in Swan.
Labor had a landslide victory in the WA state election in 2017. WA-based political analyst William Bow says the state is crucial at this election because the Liberal Party has so much to lose there.
Labor are coming off such a low base. You know, they can still lose the statewide two-party preferred vote in Western Australia and pick up a grab bag of seats even with doing that. And in the context of a very tight election, I think Western Australia is looming larger than it has at a federal election for some time.
He'd be surprised if Labor lost Cowan, but he thinks Liberal-held Swan and Hasluck will go down to the wire.
The decline in housing prices and just the general downturn in the Western Australian economy after the heady days of the resources boom have really created quite a depressed and sour mood.
And that could mean a change of government.
Alexandra Beach reporting.